We have like a serious party here. I mean, there are like only two spots open. That's exciting. Really exciting. The screen is full. Shall we begin? Pranayama, deep breathing. Ready? Okay. Oh, hi, John. I didn't see you back there. Interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. And make sure throughout the breathing exercise, the chin and knuckles stay together with a little pressure even. Stand tall, suck in your stomach, and let's begin, please. Inhale slowly, elbows lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Now, exhale slowly. Push the chin slowly back. Everything moves together. Hands, palms come together. Get a nice tight grip, and elbows touch each other. Inhale. Slowly bring the head down and elbows up. Synchronizing the movement with the inhale. Hold it. Good. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Chest stays lifted. Shoulders relax. Elbows come together. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five, six. Exhale. One, two, three. Look way back. Four, five. Cross your thumbs. Six. Elbows come together. Start again. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Good, steady flow of air. And then everything stops at the top. Exhale, breathing. Steady flow of air by the throat. Push the chin back. Look for the wall behind you. Hands together and elbows together. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five, six. Nice. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two, three. Look way back. Four, five. Exhale strongly right up until the very last count. Inhale again by the throat. Steady flow of air for the entire six counts. Exhale, breathing. Try to make a steady flow of air for the whole six counts. So you'll need a little extra strength at the end of it to keep pushing the air out. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five. Elbows all the way up. Six. Exhale. One. Lift the chest. Two, three. Look way back. Four. Bring the hands together. Five. Elbows together. Six. Good. Again, inhale by the throat. Mouth closed. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you breathe in, the more the rib cage is going to expand. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open. Push the chin back. Keep the chest lifted. Spine stretching up to the ceiling. No back bending other than your neck. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five, six. Very nice. Exhale. One. Keep the chest up. Two, three. Look for the back wall. Four, five. Spine nice and straight. Six. Again, please. Inhale. A few more in the first set. Suck in the stomach, but breathe in as much as you can. So you want to let the rib cage expand to its maximum. Exhale, breathing, but maintain depression of the abdominal wall. Front of the belly sucks in. Elbows come together. Inhale. Elbows out and up. Suck in your stomach again and again until it stays in the whole breathing exercise. Exhale, breathing. You can open your mouth a little wider. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Shoulders relax completely. Elbows touch. Last two, please. Inhale by your throat. Towards the end of the inhale, just try to get a little more air in. Exhale, H-A. Steady sound. Now make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of it. Push the air out with your extra strength. Last one, go ahead, please. Inhale, breathing. Heels press down, middle inner thighs squeeze together. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open wide, push the chin back. Shoulders relax. Elbows come forward. Exhale completely, elbows together. Very nice. Okay, you can change. Arms down to the sides. All right, stand tall. One, two, three. I'm trying to do math. One, two, three, four. Five rows times three minus me. It's 15, but some of these people have two in each. I'm trying to make sure you're all signed in. You know that's what I'm doing when we're doing the first set, right? Okay. No secrets here. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Hopefully by the time eagle posture comes, I'll figure out the math. All right. Stand up tall. Suck in your stomach. Looks good, Dorothy. Let's begin. Inhale. One, two, three. Halfway. Four, five. Full inhale. Six. That's it, John. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two, three. Look way back. Four. Hips a little forward. Five. Elbows together. Six. Start again. Inhale, breathing. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Suck it in. ribcage expands. Exhale, breathing. Breastbone, lift up. Let the shoulders relax completely. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows together. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Bring the hands together, five. Elbows together, six. Inhale again, head down. Now keep the body weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs are pressing together. Exhale, stand tall, chest lifted, mouth open wide. Push the chin all the way back. Look for the wall behind you. Inhale, one, two, three. Stomach in, four, five, six. Good, neck. Exhale, one. Keep the chest up, two, three. Only the neck bends, four, five. Elbows together, six. Inhale again, head down. Now keep the hips contracted, thighs contracted, stomach in. Ribcage moves and expands. Exhale. Push the chin back with the fingers. The chin resists the fingers, so the head goes slowly all the way back. Inhale slowly. Now push the chin against the fingers, but the fingers resist. So everything's moved slowly on the inhale too. Good. Exhale, breathing. Heels press down. Breastbone slides up. Shoulders completely relax. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five. Elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two, three. Nice sound in the room. Five. Elbows together, six. A few more in the second set. Inhale, breathing. Hips and thighs contract. Good, Janelle. Exhale, breathing. So only the arms and head move. Ribcage moves, but keep the spine stretching up to the ceiling. No back bending. Last two, please. Inhale by the throat. Elbows lift. Chest lifts up. Now exhale, keeping the elbows and the breastbone lifted. Shoulders relax completely. Hands together, elbows together. Last one. Go ahead. Inhale by the throat. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage expanding to both sides. Now exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. This is the last exhale. Make the end of it the strongest part. Squeeze every last bit out. Elbows come together. Good. You can change. Arms down to the side. Just give me 1 second. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay. If I may, ask you again, if you can please book when you're online, because then I don't have to do the math while we're doing the breathing exercise. There's about four or five of you, maybe three, I don't know, three, four, five people that were not booked online, and that's why I'm doing this kind of juggling. So if you have any trouble with it, please let me know. I know sometimes there's an issue and you're stuck and you're like, whatever, I'm just going to get on. I want you in class. But then let me help you with it afterwards. So then I can just say, add everybody, and you're in. And then I can be with you more. Yes? Sounds good. Yeah? Okay. Let's do half moon pose. Breathing by the nose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Go ahead right and left a few times back and forth. Now, when you come up through the center, stretch up more. Try to touch the ceiling. There's always an effort to go up, away from the heels, away from the floor. And when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, just concentrate on your breathing, on the words, and then on the effort as you move with the words. Hips a little forward, arms back and chin up. That's good. You can lift up the kneecap, Scott. Press the legs inward towards each other. Now, as you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, keep the hips in one line. Veronica, weight on the heels. Push your hips to the left. Okay. How far you go, ideally, is just a natural expression, okay? It's not something you're really trying that hard for. I want most of the effort to be on the integrity of the posture, on the each thing as I say it, on squeezing the hands, on trying to lock the elbows, on keeping the chin up, keeping the chest up, holding the stomach in. Hips right underneath the rib cage. Legs pressing together, weight on the heels. Now, that's quite a bit of wonderful effort, things to do. Keeping all of that and keeping the steady breathing, then you stretch a little bit. You push your hips to the left side. You squeeze your hands and reach to the right. But when you do all of those things, that long list of wonderful things in half moon pose, you create the condition for the correct, proper, healthy healing stretch and compressions, all right? So come down a little more, weight to the heels, squeeze hands, and reach to the right. Great. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms back, chin up, body weight on the heels. Stomach in, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, reach to the left a little bit. Push your hips to the right. So check on all these things. Weight on the heels as you go further. Kneecaps lifted, middle inner thighs pressing together. The hips forward, meaning they're tucked just enough so the pelvis is upright, right under the ribs, not sticking out, not sticking forward. All right. Arms back a tiny bit. Just think a hair width, the width of a hair, arms back. Quarter of a, I don't know, centimeter, chin up, something. Anything in the direction is going to be helpful. Now, keeping everything, push your hips to the right. Tuck hips under. Veronica, wait, there you go. Hips contract. Remember, we're starting with strength. Flexibility is later. Come down and push, keeping the hips in one line. Arms back, chin up. Just try one more. Come down, push. Stomach in, push. Reach out to the left, push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. All right, backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back. Good, Lori, towards your ears. That was a good reach. Up and over and back now with your arms, please. The main thing is you figure out how to breathe smoothly, all right? And look straight back. The eyes are focused. Now push your hands past the face. You got it, Kavita. So elbows lock. When you can't go any further back, take a deep breath. Just keep the breathing steady, Rohan. Then push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Now if your arms are still up, squeeze hands and reach up and back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Hands on the floor in front of you, please. You may bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor. If you need a little warm-up, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left knee. Right, left, right, left. Rachel, I love how your camera is set up. It makes you look like 8 feet tall, like on the floor pointing up. It's so cool. All right, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. The knees can be bent as much as you need to, all right, to get your grip. Elbows squeeze towards each other. That's it, Jen. Now pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest to the knees, face to the legs below the knees. So you have no gap between your upper body and the legs. Pull on the heels, suck in your stomach. As long as chest and knees stay together, push your knees back a little bit. That's it, Veronica. So you stretch all over underneath the legs. Roll forward, last few counts here. When you exhale, push the base of the toes and the fingers down. Push the knees back. Lock the legs. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Take your time to come back up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the sides. Very nice. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer, fingers, thumbs crossed. So hips forward, weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. As you're inhaling, stomach in, go up one more time. Try to touch the ceiling and then over to the right. Push your hips to the left without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Now, squeeze or press the middle inner thighs, kind of the upper inner legs towards each other. Back of the pelvis reaches down. That looks good, Jen. Stomach in. Now, you can go further into the posture as long as you try your best to maintain all of those things. And what does it take to maintain all those things? Mostly attention and repetition. It doesn't take any huge body skill to try them. Now, how far they go, how long you can hold it, that is just going to build, and that is dependent on a lot of things. But you can always pay attention and try a little bit. Now squeeze hands, try to get rid of any gap between the palms. That's good, Veronica. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels, hips forward. Tuck the hips, squeeze hip muscles. Okay, hold it. 5, 4, take a deep breath, Tracy. 3, 2, exhale, come down and push. 1, you got it. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Okay, reset, chin up, arms back, weight on the heels, inhale. Good, Janelle, arms go up and over to the left. Simultaneously push your hips to the right. Keeping the body weight to the heel. So this is a big request. Keep your mind in a way that you always know where the body weight is. Is it to the toes? Is it to the heels? All right. Keep your mind in a way you know what's happening with the legs. realize whether stomach is in or not. And then the thing is you get a chance to suck it in again when you observe. Left shoulder can come forward a little bit, opening up the chest. Now, take a deep breath to energize. Squeeze the hands. Reach out to the left. Exhale, come down. Push, stomach in. Push. That looks good, Dan. And push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Excellent. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes open. You can push your hands up towards the ceiling. Head all the way back. And now arms back towards your ears. Now, slow down the breathing a little bit. Smooth it out. Push your hands up and over and pass the face towards the wall behind you. So you bend the neck and upper back. Now smooth out the breathing again. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Everybody maximum body weight on the heels. Squeeze hands and reach back so the elbows lock. Try to touch the wall behind you for three. Look back. Two, go back. One, inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Hands on the floor in front of you. Keep your chin up on the way down. Don't drop the head. Sometimes we do that, but not now. All right. Now, once you're down there, you can relax the neck. Perfectly fine. Move your hips back and forth. As soon as you're ready, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. It is so normal and easy for the mind not to be, the thoughts not to be in the present moment. And so that's an acknowledgement of yoga, right? Here's the nature of being a human. It's so easy to be in the present and, to be in the past and the future, but we're going to train present moment concentration, all right? So just understand this is a lifelong process and it does improve. It's a wonderful skill that you train. Pull continuously to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the shins. Now just hold it. If you can go further, fine. If this is the limit, fine. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on body weight a little more to the toes than the heel. Concentrate now. Exhale. Push the knees back, hips up. Try to lock the legs. Keeping the face on the shins, try. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Everything you just try, really. Arms and head together. Inhale, come up. But the trying is the doing. All right, inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side. The trying I'm talking about is not the, like, oh, I think I'll give it a try. It's like, no, you're definitely doing it. Like Yoda and I would love to talk to him. Trying is doing, okay, for us. You make the effort. You put the attempt in. It's your 100% effort, and you mean it. It's not the, oh, sure, I'll try that kind of try. It's like, it's happening, right? But it's just about the input. Isn't that fun? Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches apart. I'm laughing at myself. Arms up parallel to the floor. Oh, you'll have one. You'll have one. Jen's trying to think of a Yoda comeback. She'll have one like in triangle, and it'll just come out. Okay, take a deep breath. Arms parallel to the floor. Exhale, stomach in, sit down. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Check the feet. You can open the heels, Scott, just a little bit so they are right behind the toes. Yeah, a little more heels open. Just work on that before you go much lower. Now, everyone suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up, bring your upper body back. That's nice, John. Good sitting down. Hold it here, everybody. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. All the way up on the tiptoes, maximum. Suck in your stomach. Good with the feet, Janelle. Now stretch the whole spine up, suck in your stomach, and sit right down on the tops of the toes immediately. Thighs parallel to the floor. You can do it. Okay, no more tucking of the hips, Veronica. Just sit straight down. Sit straight down, heels up. Push the ankles forward. Upper body one more inch back. Okay, nice work. Inhale, breathing, come up. Let it be wobbly like that. I like that. Come up a little bit on the toes, knees together. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down. Well, like or no like, that is making you stronger. Okay, keep the knees together. If you avoid the wobbles, you avoid the strength, my friends, okay? So, invite them in if they need to come in. Sit down as far as you can. Arms parallel to the thighs. Once you're all the way down there, thighs parallel to the floor. Knees down, hips up. Shoulders down, chest up. And now you can come back up. Squeezing the legs together. Holding the stomach in. All the way back up. Very good. Right foot to the left, arms down. Did it bother anything when you tried to get the feet parallel, Scott? Great. Okay. Just relax now. We'll do second set. All right. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. On your next exhale, stomach in. Sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Yeah, just do your best. Before you sit down lower, just straighten out the feet and keep the knees as wide as the feet. That's it, Jen. Good. Now suck in your stomach. Imagine you're touching the mirror already. Push your fingertips against the mirror to bring the upper body back. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. All the way up on the tiptoes, maximum. Suck in your stomach. You can bring the arms down just a little, Rohan. They don't have to go up too high, okay? Just perfectly there. Perfect. Now, suck in your stomach. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts. 9. Heels up. 8. Heels up higher. 7. Come up higher on the toes. 6. You can do it. 5. Upper body upright. 4. Lean back 1 inch. 3. 2. Sitting down in the chair. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Awesome. Heels down. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. While you are inhaling, stretch your spine upward. And now sit down slowly. Now, if the knees stop you 10% of the way down, then they stop you 10% of the way down. It's not good or bad. It's just the limit at the moment. Now, the limits change. Things shift around. But at the moment, what is the limit? You still have everything happening in the body, right? You have the stomach in, shoulders down, arms locked, knees pressing together. Great. Now, keeping the knees together, inhale and come back up, leaning against the wall. All the way up. Right foot steps to the left, arms down to the side. You can do so many aspects of the posture, even if one body part limits the depth, right? You could still suck in your stomach and stretch the spine up. You're like, well, I don't really care about that part. I want to sit down. Well, too bad, right? Like, you still can do those things. But the mind is saying, I can't do this one. But then you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because I just did all those other things, right? It's really tricky mentally to understand this stuff, but you are totally doing it. All right, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Eagle pose. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. I shouldn't say it's tricky to understand. Once you get it, it's clear. But to rework how you think about it, it just, you got to practice, all right? Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the chair. Because we're just kind of wound up and wired up in a way that we have to untangle. Right leg lift up over the left. So perhaps it's untangling of mental habits, all right? Once you see it, you're like, oh, right, that's obvious. My mind is talking nonsense about I can't do the posture. I'm doing 90% of the things, so clearly I'm doing it. Pull the elbows down. Little by little, you can sit down, weight on the heel. Keep the hips behind you more, Janelle, when you yes, right, exactly. You may bring the upper body back, but keep the hips back there. That was perfect. Change again. It will make you wobble at first. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Now, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels. That's good sitting down, Jen. Now left leg lift up over the right. The higher you go, the more pressure you get at the upper thighs, which is beneficial, not just for the hip joints, but also the lymphatic system. So little by little, sit down. That's good, Veronica. Keep the weight to the heel a little bit more. You got it. Everyone pull the elbows down. Hips back, Tracy. Stick the hips back more. Keep going. Hips back. Down is good, but also back. Hold it. Yes, you got it. Change again, come up. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Please bend your knees, sit all the way down with your body weight on the heels. Stay nice and low as you can. Right leg over the left, please. Now, if you can get the foot behind the calf muscle, eliminate the gap little by little between ankle and calf muscle. Sit down a little lower. Now try to line up the hands, elbows, knees, and feet. So look in the mirror. Right below the nose, you have the hands. Try to straighten the right wrist, elbows in the center, knees in the center, right above the feet. Change. Nice one, Mindy. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. All right. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Bend your knees. Sit all the way down. Try to do this with your feet together, side by side. Hold it. Left leg lift up over the right. Very nice. Now you just hold the posture, stomach in. If the foot doesn't wrap yet, sit down a little lower. If it does wrap, You can sit a little lower. Try to get ankle and calf muscle together. Line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. So top knee a little bit to the left. Try to get the left wrist straight. Upper body back at the end. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Okay, little break. If you need some water, please go ahead. Good morning, Dorothy. Did you have anything else? Oh, you want to get twisted up more in eagle pose? That's a great thing to be excited for. I want to twist up in eagle pose. All right. Standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching. Bring your right leg up in front of you. Exhale, round the spine forward. Please grab your foot 2 inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Standing leg locked, solid, concrete, unbroken. Now on an inhale, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Take a deep breath. Heel forward, stomach in, until eventually both legs are locked. And when you can balance there, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go below the calf muscle. Change, please. Right foot down, stand up. Shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring your left leg up in front of you. Exhale, stomach in, round forward, grab the foot. One of the ways into this whole present moment concentration is just let my words be your thoughts. I'm just giving you posture instruction, sometime a little idea, but mostly body part and action. So standing leg locked, inhale, breathing, left leg, lift up and stretch forward. There are more complicated ways. You can think about your mind and, you know, have this dialogue back and forth, but the quickest way, the easiest way, my words, your thought, my words, your movement, and then we're all right here together. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, and then elbows will go below the calf muscle. Change. Nice Apavirna. Okay. All right. Second set. Right leg up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the foot in front of you, a couple of inches below the toes. As soon as you get the grip, you notice that the standing leg is solid. Then go ahead, right leg lift up. Now, if the standing leg bends, you just start again, lock the leg. It's no problem. Once you can get both legs locked and the kicking leg or the upward leg is parallel to the floor, then only elbows down. Maintain the cramp on the thigh without intermission for 5. Hold nice and steady, 4. You can go further, 3, or stay where you are, 2. Both legs locked, 1. All right, head up. Nice one, Veronica. You did it. You did it. You're like, duh, I know. Left leg up in front of you. Go ahead, round the spine forward. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Standing leg solid, concrete lamp pulse. That's really nice. Go ahead, left leg lift up once you have the grip. Until the leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a nice inhale. Press the left heel towards the mirror. That's it, Dorothy. All 5 toes. You can look at them if you need to. Turning back. That's it, Jen B. Top of the left thigh contracts, then elbows down just a little bit. Keep the top of the left thigh contracted. Go to your limit, 5. Squeeze upper inner thighs, 4, towards each other, 3. Both legs locked, 2, 1. Very nice. Change again. Wow, Veronica, you just made that happen. Thanks to, the Sunday class. Yeah, we're taking another step in the Sunday class, right? Okay, standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, hold the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Start with the knees together, please. Great, now take a deep breath, stretch up, all 5 fingers together, try to touch the ceiling, and go. Charge your upper body forward. Jen, fingers are kind of cool, but there, okay. All right, they look cool, but get them together. All right, charge forward all the way to the fingertips and kick up equally the same. Nice kicking, Tracy. Keep kicking. You may be able to kick a little higher as the body twists and you let the right shoulder go back. Focus 1 point in front of you. Eyes don't move. Now keep the standing leg locked and bring the upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. From here, Nick, I just want you to kick and try to touch the mirror, but don't come down anymore at the left hip joint, all right? Chin up, look straight ahead in the mirror. Very good with the neck. For five, go and touch the mirror. Four, charge forward, Lori. Three, try to fall forward and kick up. Two, reach forward, kick up. One, great, very good. Change again. Left hand up, please. Turn it out, grab the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. All right, now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Charge forward on the right side. Simultaneously, keep the knee invisible behind you, please. Kick back and then kick straight up. Keep the knee behind you, a little bit more, Veronica, there you go. Better than getting higher is keeping the knee in the right place. All right, now take the right hand fingertips, push them forward so the right shoulder comes forward. That's it, Jen B, until it touches with the chin. So I want you to take the right underneath of the armpit, tricep, chest, and try to push that body part forward. Now keep the standing leg locked, body weight a little more to the toes, bring your upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor, right at the hip joint. Charge forward and kick up, body down and kick up, charge forward, body down, kick up, all at the same time. Very nice, change again. Any questions at all? You guys good? Oh, that's so sweet. Today's the first time without the wall, Verna? I had a feeling, yay, we're clapping. I had a feeling that Kathy was thinking, this is my thought, Kathy's looking out for her, but she's graduated, and that's so sweet, and that's awesome. That all went through my head, okay? And that's actually what it was. Okay, right hand up, please turn it out, grab the right ankle, holding from the inside, left arm up. All right, now, first inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, I'll give you 20 counts. Go ahead, 19, try to keep looking, 18, straight ahead, Nick, 17, 16, chin to the left, 15. 14, chin up a little bit, 13, there you go, 12, 11, eyes level, 10, 9, 8, so sometimes 7, the right eye, 6, needs to come down, 5, right ear down, 4, 3, chin to the left, Jen, 2, charge forward, kick up, 1, was that 20? Did I miss some? Sometimes I think I must have just missed 10 because all of a sudden we're at 1. Okay. Last one, left hand up, turn it out. Yeah, you're like, yeah. It's way too many, and how about 10 next time? Okay, right arm up. having too much fun. Okay, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now, once you've been doing this for a while, look at your eyebrows. Keep them level. Go ahead, stretch up, charge forward, and kick back, 20 counts, 19. And your eyeballs, 18, 17, the same distance to the mirror, 16. 15, chin up, 14, 13. That's better, Rohan, chin up more, 13, 12, right there, 11, that was perfect. 10, right shoulder forward, 9, 8, look at your eyebrows, 7, are they level? 6, just try to level them, 5, they might not go all the way, 4, 3, charge forward, kick up, 2, left shoulder back, kick up, 1, change again. I saw your shoulder move, Jen, that was exciting. Balancing stick is next. You can step to the back of the mat if you need room in front of you, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Everybody chin up away from the chest. Take a deep breath, step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Inhale, stomach in, come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. That's it, Janelle. Charge forward, everybody. Body weight more to the base of the toes than your heel. Now suck in your stomach, close to the right hip joint. Come down, leg up, squeeze hands, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, come up. Good one. Chin up, arms back. Take a deep breath, step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Go up first and then upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Squeeze hands together. Good, Lori, and push the hands away from your head towards the wall in front of you. This will lock the elbows, arms will squeeze with the head, body down, leg up, stretch. Inhale, come up. Feet together, take a deep breath, and arms gently down to the side. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Very nice, second set. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, pointer fingers up. Now step onto the right foot. Before you come down at all, I want you to inhale, try to touch the ceiling while you're standing on one foot, then body down. So you lift the rib cage up and over. All right, you lift the spine up and over, bending only the right hip joint. Chin forward, trace the arms up just a little bit. Chin forward, arms up. Now take your back foot toes and your hands and stretch them away from each other. Three, body down, leg up, two, one. Inhale, come up. Excellent. Last one. Arms with your ears, chin up, step onto the left foot, lock both legs. Come down, go up always. You go up and over and down. That's part of starting every posture. All right, chin forward, Nick. Look at your foot in the mirror for me. If you can, look at your knee in the mirror, front row. That's it, Janelle. Standing leg lock. Squeeze hands, go forward, stretch forward, touch the mirror. Yes. Inhale, breathing, come up. The whole shoulder's moved, Janelle. Arms down to the side. At the end, the shoulders just went, boop. They're going to move. All right, standing separate leg, stretching pose. You can step to the side of your mat, please, or turn if you need to at home. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line. Turn the feet inward a little bit. Now lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly stretch the upper body forward towards the mirror and eventually down towards the floor. Keep the legs locked throughout the posture. Body weight towards the base of your toes. When you can't go any further, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers. All five fingers together. If you can't reach there yet, slide the fingertips underneath the outsides of the feet, underneath the toes, or hands on the floor in front of you. These are all steps, all stages. Make sure the legs are locked. Then you can pull on your heels to stretch the body down. Push the finger knuckles, the first kind of finger bone, fingernail, down to the floor. Push down instead of just pulling. This will help you use the lengthening of the spine muscles at the abdomen and spine to bring the head to the floor, not only the arm strength. Good, Dan. Keep the legs locked, stomach in. Very nice. Everybody change. Arms out, head up. Slowly stand. Excellent. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Outstanding. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Now you can take a slightly wider step if your head did not touch the floor yet. Inhale, reach out to the side walls, chest up and then forward. Look forward for a little longer than is easy or natural, okay? You wanna lengthen the spine. There you go, Rachel, good. Take your time, hands down when you can't go any further. Good, Shamina. Everyone legs locked. Everyone breathe smoothly. That looks good, Veronica. Keep the thighs contracted. Thighs. Okay, now that's your only job other than breathing, okay? Everything else like a hobby, but that is your job, okay? Thighs contract, breathe normally. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. I see it, it's so good. Keep the breathing smooth. Keep your mind in the thighs. Try to touch your head to the floor. Hold it. Oh my goodness, that was awesome. Change. You really held them longer than ever. Right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. I know you're giving credit to that Sunday class, but I'm giving credit to this, your mind, not mine, yours. Yeah. Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm going to hire Veronica to advertise the Sunday morning class. Just kidding. She said it's, yeah. I don't know. I can't repeat it. Let's do a triangle pose. No, I can, but I'm not capable. Arms over the head. They didn't hear that, so I'm trying to translate. Right foot step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. All right, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Good, Jen. Right foot turns all the way out to your right. Sit down until the thighs parallel to the floor. You can bounce a couple of times. Now, take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. That's it. Suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Push your right knee towards the back wall. You can bring the hand, Janelle, a little bit more on the inner. There, that's enough. And push the knee back and sit down until one day you touch between the big and second toe, but make sure the elbow never goes below the knee. Turn your head, please, chin to the left shoulder. So the right side profile of your face is visible from the front. Yatiri, very nice top arm. Keep stretching up like that. Whole upper body lifts up, but at the same time, lower body down. Now, Jen, as you're pushing the right knee back, Jen B, bring the right shoulder forward, right chest forward. Now, right shoulder down. Sit down, touch the toes. Yes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good times. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Look at that. That is new. Chest up. Turn the left foot. I know it's from the shape-shifting. Turn the left foot out. Sit all the way down until the thighs parallel to the floor. Right leg locked. One more, hips forward, arms back. Go ahead, tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm in front of the left knee, kind of lower inner thigh there. Push the knee back. See, you're aiming between the big and second toe. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Turn your head to the right, chin to the shoulder. If you have a ponytail right in the back there, it'll be directly over the bottom shoulder one day. Now, when you inhale, upper body up. That's it, Dorothy. Lower body down. Let the hips, pelvis come down a little bit more. Everyone try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Left toes turn forward. Right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Jen, I love that you've been doing this for a long time. And triangle is like changing. Slower is better. I have people that start and they just go so hard, so fast. And a month later, they're like, my back hurts. It's the yoga. My doctor said to do less. I'm like, no, you need to figure it out. I will help you. Figure out which movement is bothering you, and let's reduce that one movement. But that requires total attention and willingness to pay. I mean, it's harder. I know this way is harder than just, oh, well, that, don't do that, right? It's not the whole class. There's something in each of us that can get triggered if we go too fast. And going too fast is just a pattern up here, like I need it now, right? So we're just like trying to unwind all of that. The point is, I love that it's taking this slowness and then it's happening. And then, anyway, it's so cool. Anyone have a birthday today? That was the birthday speech. Okay. Arms over the head, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right. Because you've been doing your best the whole time. Right? It's not like you're just hanging out until now. Hips forward. You've been working every day. Chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right and sit down. And then the body is ready when it's ready. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead. Push the chin with the shoulder. Oh, Kavita, that's a nice triangle. Keep the hips right underneath you. Push the left heel into the floor and the head. I want you to stretch straight out in that nice straight line of your posture away from the left heel. Left outer thigh and hip contract. Now turn and twist. All right, now Jen S, right shoulder forward, right rib cage forward, right chest forward. Suck in your stomach, hips tuck underneath you just a tiny bit more. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Jen, you're so bendy in this one. Just think I need to be strong in triangle for you. Okay, hips forward, arms back. I mean, you are strong, but turn the left foot out. Sit down. Like, I'm going to contract things in triangle. Okay. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin. Push the knee back. Upper body stays up enough. So you have a big gap between the left armpit and left thigh. So hips forward, left knee back. That's right, Jenna. Yep. The left thigh femur bone parallel to the mirror is what you're trying for. So hips forward, knee back, stomach in. Okay. Now, stay here. Everyone push the left foot down. As you're pushing the knee back, bring the left shoulder forward. A little more, Verna, left chest forward towards the mirror. Yes, that's right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward, feet to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out 3 feet to your right. Take a deep breath. That's a good wide step, Scott. Turn on your heels to the right. Please turn your back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And go ahead, by tucking the chin to the chest, start to round the spine. Exhale, breathing, forehead to the right knee. Verna, I'm so excited about your standing bow pulling. That is so great. You've been in here very consistently. Push the fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. That's right, Rohan, with your back foot. That's good. Now just tuck your chin into the chest so the throat, the front of the neck is compressed. It's a little tricky to breathe, but just keep it going smoothly. All right, lock the front leg, everybody. Inhale, breathing slowly, come up. Left hip forward as you get out of it. Now once you're up, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and you begin. Tuck your chin to the chest first. Look at the chest, abdomen, or inside of your mask is realistic if you have one on. Forehead to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit, bring it to the forehead. Stretch your hands forward just beyond the front foot. Push your fingertips into the floor. Now push off the back heel so the back heel presses to the floor, but you shift a little more body weight to the front foot. This will help you get the hips level. Right hip down, just a touch, Tracy. Suck in your stomach, hold it in. Yeah, right there. Now lock the front leg a couple of times, everybody. Inhale, slowly come up. Right hip stays forward as you get out. Okay, once you're upright, turn and face the front. Step back, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, just the thumbs crossed. Right foot step out to the right. Consistency is one of the keys, right? You got to open a door with the key. That's one of the keys. Turn on your heels. Left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and you begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the stomach. Exhale, forehead to the knee. Consistency is one of the keys to unlocking what this class can do, right? Intensity of concentration is another key. When you concentrate intensely and just go to the limit in the moment of the posture, all right, that's the kind of intensity that's also going to unlock this practice for you. Now, lock the front leg, inhale and slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. Turn 185 degrees once you're standing all the way up. Turn the back foot in and right hip forward. Good. You can turn the left toes back, Nick, a little more, but scoot the whole foot over so your two heel, not that foot, the other foot. Yep, okay, go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. This will help you balance, Nick, all right? Forehead to the left knee. Or knee to the forehead. Push the fingertips into the floor. Maximum compression on the front of the throat. Front of the neck is being massaged basically by itself, by the chin to the chest position. Hold it. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, come up. Very nice. Turn and face the front. Right foot steps to the left. Arms down to the sides. Okay, tree poses next. Come back to the towel where you started the class. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Be very gentle with the right knee. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of your thigh, then you can let the right knee come down, push it back gently to get two knees in one line. Hips a little forward, two hips in one line. Now suck in your stomach, stand up tall. Same thing as half moon, Veronica, right there. Now hold the stomach in. So when you breathe in, ideally, you guys, abdomen is not gonna move out when you breathe in. You're gonna suck it in, breathe. Rib cage will lift and expand. This is the type of breathing we're trying to do here and in awkward pose. Spine is perfectly straight. Right hand can come up in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip, you can bring the left hand up too. Change, please. Right foot down and arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Good, Tracy. You can keep the right elbow bent a little bit, so the foot doesn't slide and the spine can stay straight. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Left knee can come down and back as much as it will without bothering the knee. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up. Try to get both sides of the waist equally stretching up. So a little bit of right elbow bending, Scott. Yeah, we'll keep the foot a little higher. And then you'll be able to stretch the torso more equally up on both sides. Yep. Correct that it's feeling like that. Okay, left hand can come up first on this side. Just think straight up both sides of the waist up to the armpits. Even though shoulders are down, the stretch up is the same on both sides. Okay, change everybody, left foot down. You kind of feel where you're headed? Okay, it's okay if not. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Now for toe stand, just start in tree pose. If the heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can look at the floor, slowly bring the upper body forward. Slowly and gently, until you can touch the floor with both hands. If you need to work on the tree pose again, or if tree pose is your limit, then fine. Sit down on the heel, bring your arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. That's it, Rachel. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Left hand can come up first in front of the chest. If still you can balance, right hand up. That's good, Kathy. Knees down, stomach and chest up, shoulders down. Change, hands to the floor. Same exact thing as third part of awkward pose, except for a little different. Come back up. Look straight ahead in the mirror, please. And tree pose, you can change. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel all the way, as high as it will go, on the top of your right thigh. Pick your spot on the floor to look at and slowly bring the upper body forward. If the standing knee bends a tiny bit, that's fine, but it's mostly straight until you touch the floor, then weight to the fingertips, then you bend the knee deeply. Bring the hips down to the heel, arms around to the sides of the body. So what is similar about this in the third part of awkward posture, we're trying to go knees down, hips up. Remember that? Knees down, hips up. Shoulders down, chest up. Complete depression of the abdominal wall. And you have to control the body differently because you don't have the legs squeezing together. But otherwise, there's a lot in common. Take your time. When you're finished here, hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips up slowly. You can grab the foot on the way back up to the tree pose. And then finish up looking straight ahead. Great, everybody. Left foot down, arms down. Savasana is next. Turn around. Relax on your back. I think the motto of living for the weekend, because we're all here on the weekend, is so cute. All right, if you can adjust your cameras. Good Ramit, but maybe a little lower. Just a little more of your mat visible would be good. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Thanks. This is where it's at. This is the place to be, you guys. That is the place to be, wherever you are. So happy that you're here. And there. Now concentrate on your breathing. Smooth and steady. My sister came up to class last night. She lives in Ann Arbor, and both Ann Arbor studios closed, and she just looked at me and she said, "What are they doing? Like, how can they be functioning? Why aren't they coming up here? And it's only an hour away." I said, "I don't know. I'll try to reach out a little bit. I know a handful, but I'm just glad we can do it. Really so happy. Does anyone need anything or have any questions? Or something they need to share at the moment? Okay. Let's begin. Wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers included. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides. Keep your head on the floor. Slowly bring the chin down towards the base of the throat, kind of collarbone area. So the back of your neck flattens to the floor. Pull, as long as there's no pinchy kind of weird pain in the hip, you can pull more. If you feel like a pinch or something that feels like kind of bones, hip bones or thigh bones, then just wait there and don't force that. Okay, change again. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. It's great. A lot of potential discomforts in the posture involved in tucking the chin and compressing at the lower left abdomen. Sometimes if the digestive system has been, fairly challenged, sometimes this posture is extremely uncomfortable for people, okay? Because it starts to move that viscera around. Slowly bring the chin down, eyes open, look down the center line of the chest and hold it. Good. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab for your elbows. If you can't reach the elbows, you can grab anywhere else on the opposite arm. So grab the forearms or wrists or even the fingers, or a hand towel between the hands is perfect. Legs and feet side by side relaxed. Slowly bring the chin down towards the collarbones, chest, base of the throat. If the shoulders hunched up a little bit, try to slide them down away from the ears. Look down and freeze. Will your ankles relax, Tracy, anymore? Awesome. Change, arms and legs down. Isn't that funny, Tracy? The answer was yes, her ankles did relax a little more. You can ask them, you know? You can say, hey, ankles, will you relax? Hey, thigh, will you contract? You know, like, will you? I'm asking you to. Let's do second set. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the waist. Tuck your chin down. Now, here's the thing. You can go anywhere mentally right now. You're not going to fall out. You're going to kind of look like you're doing the posture. But I want you to be the posture. Every part of your concentration involved in your whole body right now. So you feel the pull, you feel the chin tucked, you know what you're looking at, you know your breathing's happening. Change. That's called yoga posture. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your knee to the shoulder, chin to the chest. Eyes open, look down. Same thing. Can you feel both legs right now? They're doing different things, right? Different positions. Can you feel your grip and tucking the chin and your shoulders and your breathing? I want you to consume your attention with the posture. Change. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both legs up. Grab for your elbows. I obsess about that in this posture because this is the easiest one to leave mentally. Really one of the most common postures. People are like chewing their gum, you know, looking off to the corners. Tuck your chin to the chest, not really. Gum doesn't make it past the breathing exercise. Bring the chin down, look down. Little by little, the spine flattens. That's it, Jen S. Just try to keep the shoulders down. That looks good, Nick. Keep the feet relaxed, toes relaxed. Very nice. Yep, look at that. Totally relaxed more. Change again, arms and legs down. Completely relax. All right, let's do the sit-up, everyone. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it in. Sit up, please. Grab your toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Next is Cobra Pose. Rachel, can you slide your mat like a foot towards the windows? Just move your mat 1 foot towards the windows. Yes, you, Rachel. Yes, Rachel P. All right, Cobra Pose. Hands, palms underneath the chest. Maybe even a little more. I just want to see the top. Yeah, just one more back like that. Everyone, hands underneath the chest. Perfect. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Glue the palms down firmly. Legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing. Upper body lift up. That's perfect, Rachel. Upper body lift up until everything above the belly button is in the air. That's perfect height, Nick. Perfect. Don't go any higher right now. I just want you to concentrate on the breathing. Straighten the knees a little more so the feet press. Okay, now drop the shoulders down. Keep the belly button right where it is. Lift your chin up, eyeballs up. That's it. Change. Exactly. Chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the right. Nick, that is like the exact posture, okay? Everything exactly right. I know you can come up higher, but that would be too high for the form, okay? All right, second set. Hands underneath the chest. All 5 fingers together on each hand. No spaces between the fingers. Put some pressure underneath the palms, a little bit of pressure underneath the feet. Hips and thighs contract. Go ahead. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up. Setup looks great in the room, you guys. Verna, that's great. Yes, don't be afraid to push the palms down, please. Push down. You just come up so that the elbows are a 90-degree angle. Laura, that's nice. Now, elbows down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Good, Dan. Now inhale, pick the chin up a little more. Look for the wall behind you. Push the hands down, Janelle. Push down, push and push and push. Good, change. Look at that. Okay, arms straighten. Turn your head to the left. Yeah. You can push a little more than you thought. That end part was good. Okay. Remind me, I'll watch you a couple times, you know? The point, it's not a push-up to the extent you're going to straighten the elbows, but you do want 90 degrees, and I know you can't see that, so I'll say, okay, a little more. But you should, I mean, the arms feel quite, like, intensely locked. Like, they're definitely doing something. Okay. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body until one day the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Chin on the floor, front of the neck, throat eventually flat on the floor. Look forward, please. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin right leg, lift up, come up to a 45-degree angle. Nice, Veronica, half of 90. Push the hands down, try to see yourself in the mirror. Change, right leg lower down. Look forward, chin forward, lock the left leg lift up, knee straight, toes pointed. Hold it, push the hands down. Try to push the upper arms into the floor. That's right, Kathy, chin may slide a little forward. Very good, change, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. You can readjust the arms a little straighter, a little closer to each other. Make sure you do not turn the head to the side once you start. Inhale, breathing, go ahead. Both legs lift up without bending the knees. Nice start, Nick. Both legs just lift up, just get them up there somehow, and then try to hold it. Good, Rachel. Push the hands down, legs up. Squeeze legs together, come up a little higher, looks good, and lift your hips up off the hands. Change again. Nice one, Juicer. Legs down, take your arms out. Turn your head to the right, please. Big toes touching each other, heels separated. Second set, please. Turn the hands over, palms on the mat, arms underneath the body, please. Go ahead. Now, some discomfort, pressure on the arms is kind of just part of this thing that we're doing, okay? Chin on the floor. Lock the right leg. Go ahead, lift up for 10 counts. Begin. 9, 8, 7. Push upper arms down. 6, 5. Lift up. 4, 3. Hold it there. 2. Hold it there. 1. Good, John. Right leg down. Chin forward. Lock the left leg. Lift up, please. 10 counts. Begin. 9, 8, 7. Keep the hips. 6. In one line. 5. Looks good, Jimby. 4. Lift from the upper thigh. 3. Push hands down. 2. Push upper arms down. 1. Great. Change again. Adjust for the third part, please. You can turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Other than the pinky fingers touching side by side, the rest of the fingers spread out wide, please. Inhale, breathing, go ahead. 10 counts, lift both legs. 9, 8, 7, you got it. 6, 5, very nice, Jen. 4, upper thighs. 3, squeeze together. 2, and lift up. 1, change again. Release the arms from the pressure, turn your head to the left. I was talking about consistency of practice and intensity. Now, certainly frequency is a thing. If you do one class a week, that is wonderful. I'm so happy. If you do one class a week for 5 years, you are going to change so much. But if you do four, of course, you're not trying to push so hard, you know, and hurt yourself. But the frequency, when you do more days than you don't do, you're sending this wonderful message to the body, like, hey, this is how we're going to be. This is how we're going to move. This is how we're going to concentrate on one more day than on the days you don't practice. There's a shift right there. It happens. I see it all the time. Even just going from 3 to 4, not just 1 to 4, 3 days to 4 days, stuff happens. It's great. All right, full locust, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. Again, though, I'm happy if I see you every week for 5 years, okay? Please don't get me wrong, legs and feet together, because that's a big deal. That's a commitment to yourself. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones touch the floor, only the pelvis. Arms up, arms out. Now, when you inhale, Tammy, lift up the chest, any amount. And now hold it when you exhale, then inhale, lift it again. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, chin up. On your last exhale, squeeze and lift everything a little more. Change again. Okay, bring the arms down, turn your head to the right. This posture is slow to improve. All right, you may feel like I haven't improved since the day I walked in here. Well, you have, but it's so small and just tiny, tiny steps. Second set, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides. But here's how you do improve, all right? Every time you inhale, pick something to lift up. I don't care what. Go ahead. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Now, everything goes up together, but I'm talking about your focus. You're going to inhale. Oh, legs up a little. Okay. Now, keep the legs up there. Inhale, lift something else. It can be your chin. Inhale, lift something else. It can just be the eyeballs. Inhale, arms up. Inhale, chest up. Now, you've gotten so many things up. I want you to figure out how to breathe smoothly for 5 more counts. Not holding the breath, 4. Inhale, legs up, 3. Inhale, chest up, 2. Now, exhale, come up to your edge. 1. Yes. Excellent. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. In cobra pose and locust pose, you had some leverage to help things lift, right? You had your palms down in cobra to lift the upper body. You had the arms down in locust to help you lift the legs. In that one, you don't have any of that. You just have to go against gravity 100% with muscle strength and no pressure points or leverage to the floor. So sometimes it feels so much harder than the previous ones. Now, bow posture, bend your knees, chin on the floor, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. This one's kind of like the opposite. You just kick. You don't have to really lift that much. You can do a little lifting of the upper body, but mostly go ahead, start the posture, kick your feet up towards the ceiling. Using the upper thigh, upper leg strength, hip strength, that's great, Rohan. Just try to be steady in this one, everyone, kicking continuously, even if it's not super high. Just be steady about it. That's good. Very steady, Dan. Now, a little chin up, maybe. A little bit eyeballs up, everyone. Roll forward onto the abdomen. You can go chest up, Tracy. You're right. Chest up, knees up, kick up, look up. Change. Lower the chin and knees down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Get a good squeeze on your feet. Knees 6 inches apart, if at all possible, with the knees. Now start, please. Look up towards the ceiling, press the knees and thighs off the floor. Now your hands and feet are also going up. So in your mind, you feel the feet, you feel the grabbing of the feet. Push that body part up where the hands are connected to the feet. That goes up with the kick, not resisting or tugging. Roll forward onto the soft abdominal wall and kick. Chest up and kick. Knees and ribs both lift up at the same time. Change. Nice one, Lindsay. Chin on the floor, knees down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. All right. We've done the spine strengthening. Let us do fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. You just sit there for a second, just a little warm-up for the knees and ankles. We haven't bent them quite this way. Now lift your hips up, separate your feet, lower the hips to the floor between your heels. You may separate the knees as wide as is helpful. Just make sure your heels touch the outside of the hips when you sit down. Then if you're sitting all the way comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows are down, top of the head, back of the head, shoulders and upper body relax. Just take your time with the ankles, Rohan. Don't force anything. Just wait for them to be okay, all right? Now, once you're all the way back on the shoulders, bring your arms over the head, grabbing your elbows. Pull the forearms into the ground. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. Chin is tucked, please. Look down the center line of the chest. Hands to the feet, please. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle. Spine straight. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on fixed firm? Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, strong, forceful exhale, head to the knees. Okay, very nice. Second set, top of the mat, please sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. It's important that the feet at the ankles are straight, not turned out. Go ahead and sit down, then go back. Now the feet, if they turn in very slightly, that's okay, but they must not turn out. So take your time. Elbows first to the floor, head, then shoulders. Good, Dorothy, that's it. Let the elbows separate. So you can get down there. Before you bring the arms over the head, Dorothy, before you bring the arms over the head, try to bring the shoulders down and then arms over the head. All right. Chin down. Look down towards the chest, please. Breathe smoothly. You can breathe pretty deeply in this one, everybody. If the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together, but make sure they do not come up off the floor. Take your time to come up, please. Hands to the feet. Elbows can help you up. Chin down last. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up. Grab your toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Nice. Sit-ups in the room. Half tortoise posture. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. At the back of your mat. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross the thumbs. Everybody keep your chin up away from the chest. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. Slowly come forward. Forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Try to keep the hips as close as possible, if not touching on the heels. And take a deep breath. Arms slide forward. Elbows locked. Palms together. Wrists in the air. We'll hold this for one long set. That's a good start, Rohan. When you inhale, slide the hands forward closer to the front edge of your mat. Yes, exactly like that. Try to flatten the palms together, everybody. No gap between palms. Thumbs crossed. Wrists in the air. Now keep stretching forward. Inhale, breathing in, come up. Spine straight as possible. Arms down to the sides. Excellent. Turn around. Relax on your back. How'd that go, Jen B? Good. What's that? Oh. She said forehead is not to the floor yet. Fine. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. We are going to go directly into camel posture. Stand up on the knees. Top of the mat is good. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands up on the hips or the low back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, lifting the chest. Push your hips forward as far as they go. Drop your head all the way back. Breathe very smoothly. Look for the floor behind you. You can keep the hands up there, please, until you cannot bend your spine anymore. And once you're there, right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Then left hand down. Grab the left heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. That's the idea, Rohan. When you exhale next, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Keep pushing, everybody. Don't stop pushing. One at a time, bring the hands back up. Push the hips forward. Straighten out the spine in the middle, chin down. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes. Head to the knees. Second set, camel posture. Make sure you're breathing smoothly as you turn around and set it up, too. This matters for your system. Hands on the hips or higher, please, on the back. Take a deep breath, lifting the chest. Push your hips all the way forward. Go up and back. Drop the head back. Now keep your hands there until you cannot bend the spine anymore. Head all the way back. Upper back, middle back, lower back. When you're at your maximum spine back bend, bring a hand down, then bring the other hand down. That's right, Verna. Knees right there is good. Try to seal a full palm on each full heel. Exhale, continuously push the hips forward. Now breathe smoothly, eyes open. Look for something behind you. Be clear about what it is. One more hips forward, push the chin back, and maybe you'll see a little bit more. Stay back there. Bring the hands up. Inhale, push the hips forward with both hands up, and you come up. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. I have been announcing, but I will announce because there's so many people here at the moment. Tuesday, March 9th at 9 a.m. is Dorothy's 80th birthday class. She'll be here. I'm going to record it, and I thought I will try to have it available by that evening. So I'll see what I can do technology-wise. So if you can't take the morning class with us, you can maybe take it on your own later that day. I'll see about how that works. I might have to learn a couple new things. Feet together, flex arms over the head, just processing it quickly. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right. Rabbit posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. The audio only takes me 10 minutes, but if I want to get a video up for you, that's another story. All right, grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Kind of roll down from the top, forehead to the knees. Suck in your stomach, top of the head touching the floor. Then lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. Hips up all the way till the arms, elbows are straight. If your head and knees are not together, you can walk the knees one at a time towards the head, but please do not turn the head or move the neck. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. Now you just hold it. Squeeze the heels in towards each other while pressing the feet and ankles down into the floor. Nice, Veronica. Change, please. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet. First inhale, stretch the spine upward and then round or coil down. Forehead to the knees. Top of the head to the floor. Lift up your hips slowly, but keep the stomach in the whole time. You can also just go right into it. Head down, hips up. Quickly is not bad at all, as long as you feel it as you're doing it. Suck in your stomach, especially the lower part. Heels squeeze in towards each other. Shoulders up a little bit away from the floor. Change, please. Lower the hips. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Consistency, intensity, frequency. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, now head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Extend the right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Stretch up. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out. Grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Exhale. Chin to the chest. Forehead to your right knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit. Hold it. Forehead pushes the knee down, but make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Stomach in, roll in a little bit, two shoulders in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Other side, left leg out, right leg in, stretch up, turn to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot. Just below the toes, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the left knee. Now, one thing about consistency includes the meaning of you come even when you can't move an arm or you can't move a leg. You come when you're having stuff absolutely fall apart in the outside world. That's part of the consistency. The practice is here no matter what else. Turn the toes back and hold it. You got it. Change again. Whether you're feeling great or whether you're not feeling good, whether you're injured or not, legs out in front of you, lie back, take a deep breath, sit up. Whether you think it's going to be great, whether you think it's going to suck, okay, grab the toes, walk your hips back. Right, left, 10, 15 times. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Pull the toes back. That's it, Verna. Strong. I want the fingers looped all the way around the big toe. Squeeze the big toe and pull it back. Now go ahead, everyone. Push the knees down. That's good with the toes, Janelle. Now work on the ankles turning back. Yeah, pull the toes. want you to squeeze your big toe. The fingers could grip, yeah, tightly, and then pull. There you go. Once your legs are locked, upper body slides forward from the lower spine. Chest up, Tracy. Shoulders down. Watch that body part. Chest up, shoulders down. Do it again. Chest up, shoulders down. Do it again. Stomach in. Take a deep breath. Hold it. That's awesome. Inhale, come up. Did you feel how that totally changed? I'm smiling. And I was thinking about your thighs, Veronica. I just didn't say anything. I know. I saw them shaking as I was looking at Tracy. I just let them shake. Okay. You let them shake. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, one more of that. Right leg out, left leg in, please. Sit up tall. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the foot. Pull it back. Chin to the chest, head to the right knee. All right, just hold it. Once the knee is with the forehead, keep it there. If you want to get the knee straighter, in your mind, you don't really have to think about straightening the leg. I want you to suck in your stomach, push the knee with your forehead, flex the foot from the ankle. The leg is just going to get as straight as it can, but the actions are not pushing the leg straight. They're pushing the knee down with the forehead, sucking in the stomach, and flexing the foot from the ankle. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. If I just say straighten the leg, the knee will drop away from the forehead, right? Left leg out, turn to the left, grab the foot. Pull your toes, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the left knee. Push the knee down with the head, flexing the foot from the ankle, pulling on the toes, sucking in the stomach. Right shoulder down until both shoulders are in one line, parallel to the floor. That looks good, Janelle. Just pull the lower abdomen in, everybody. Change again, come up. Now, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, come up again. Strong, complete grip around each big toe. As you're walking the hips back, Tracy, you can lift the chest. As you're scooting back, sit up a little straighter. You might have started with a round upper back, but you're going to straighten it out. Now, flex both feet back from the ankles. Try to turn the pinky toes back, Nick. Just talk to him. There you go. Push the knees down, but keep the chest lifted. Shoulders stay down. Once you can get the tops of the thighs contracted, then only take the center of the chest at the breastbone and bring it forward towards its reflection in the mirror. So you can see it, good Emily, stretching towards itself. It's very good, user. Lower abdomen in, shoulders completely relaxed. Five, now just hold it. Four, push the knees down, Dorothy, a little bit more. Three, keep them down. Two, look forward. One, change again. Savasana. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, hold it. Sit up. Exhale, head to the knees. Half spine twisting posture. Everybody sit up in the room or facing the wall by the lobby. Bend your left knee in front of you. Cross your right foot over the left knee, corner heel touching the knee. Two hips on the floor, left toes pointed back. Now, left arm up, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. That's right, Verna. Arm, right arm behind you, hand on the back. Or you can push the right hand down to keep the chest up, spine straight. Now turn your head to the right side, please. Look back, past the right shoulder. When you inhale, try to sit up a little taller. Keep the lift of the spine. Good Kavita, shoulders down, twist. Look to the right, twist. Now roll to the right, both hips on the floor, twist. Change again. Undo the arms, switch the legs, right leg bent, right knee on the floor. Left foot crosses over the right knee, push the knee. Sorry, right arm up and over, then push the knee back. Grab your right knee with the right hand. Tracy, yeah, and then the foot is in the right place, Tracy. Now point the toes towards Dorothy. There you go. Everybody stretch up. Left arm behind you, either hand on the back, palm out, or push the fingers down to lift the chest and spine up. From the beginning, two hips on the floor. So the pelvis is equally down on both sides. You stretch the lower spine straight up from there, and then turn your head a little more and a little more to the left. joints and cartilage, each and every vertebrae. Twisting just a little bit. Inhale, chest up, stomach in. See if the shoulders can drop down and turn your head a little more to the left. Very nice. Untwist the spine. That looks good, Tammy, with the lower body there. Undo the arms and legs. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Blowing in firm pose, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. If you cannot sit on the feet, sit otherwise with the spine straight, all right? Hands on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, exhale, right on each. Clap, 5, 6, 7, 8. Only effort on the exhale. No effort on the inhale. If you hear a sound when you're breathing in, try to drop it and just let the belly relax. The body will inhale automatically. A little stronger towards the end, please. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everyone take one deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. Looks really good. Keep going. Chest up, spine straight. Now, try to get more air out. I know it's fast. Five, four, three, two, one. Excellent practice, everybody. That was great. Please turn around, relax on your back. Savasana. Erica, your hair is getting so long. I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, a braid. How fun. All right, you can separate your feet a little bit. Arms a little wider. Looks good, Lori. Very nice practice, everybody. Concentrate on your breathing. And just like in wind removing pose, from the outside, you can kind of look like you're doing it, but the mind is somewhere else. So just observe, all right? Can you, as you're inhaling, feel the legs as they are? Let them relax. As you're exhaling, same thing. Let the legs relax. And then as you're taking the next inhale, you feel the arms as they are. Exhale, let them relax. On the next inhale, focus on the torso, hips, pelvis, spine, and chest, and let all of that relax when you exhale. Next one, shoulders and neck. Just focus on them. And as you exhale, let them relax. Now you can do this for your face and jaw also. You can do it on more specific smaller body part areas, like just your wrists or just the hips or whatever. And then you take some breaths in, noticing the whole body as it is, the whole system as it is, and then when you exhale, all of it, you can relax. Great to see you, Rachel. Thanks for hopping on. Enjoy the sun. All right, everyone, let me know if you have any questions. Today's the end of the second week of the Spring Challenge. I can't wait. I've gotten some submissions from people. Keep it coming. It's excellent, you guys. All right, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.